Thanks for sticking with us during the break. You were listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network. Guys, I say the same thing every single week. And when my voice changes to this lower tone, you know what time it is. It's the Honorary Captains of the Week segment. Blessed to be joined by my Virginia folks, TJ Baldwin, defensive lineman, the Richmond Spiders, and Heather Zepeda, managing partner, Northwestern Mutual of Virginia. Heather, I will start with you, ladies first. I appreciate you giving the show some time this week.
Awesome. We're so happy to be here. I'm really excited to partner with FCS Nation and the Richmond Spiders and TJ Baldwin. Really excited to raise money for Alex's lemonade stand. So thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And TJ, thank you so much for giving the show some time. I think you guys are the hottest team in the FCS right now. We're going to talk some ball on the back end, but we have bigger things at stake. But first off, thanks so much.
Of course. I'm happy to be here today.
I talk about this being my favorite segment, and I'm going to list off some reasons of why that is. We're fighting childhood cancer, and we're using football players and their voice and their platforms and their popularity and their skill and Northwestern Mutual and their platform to raise awareness, but especially raise some funds because things need to be done about it. We've gathered 11 schools and 11 athletes, and it is up to the fans of FCS Nation to raise that money, to help raise awareness, whether it's promoting events that are taking place that involve these athletes, whether it is a tailgate event where fans can get a chance to meet folks like Heather, other Richmond Spider fans that maybe share the same core values and morals that people who are fighting childhood cancer or people who have family members or close friends that are fighting childhood cancers. So much money being raised last year, about $50,000. Guys, we're going to crush that this year. A big goal of ours, trying to get over $200,000. And it's this November, December month where the money really starts coming in, where things really get ramped up. And I think they're definitely going to, because TJ, this Richmond Spiders team, you guys have just ripped off six in a row after starting the season 0-2. What's working really well right now? And are the vibes high in the facility?
The vibes are very high right now. You know, they went off Delaware. That was a great boost to what we have going on in the facility. And just, we're blessed to prove everybody wrong about the 0-2 start. You know, it was a rough start, Wofford and UVA, or UVA and Wofford. So everybody, you know, Richmond 0-2, they think it's going to be a typical Richmond year, but no. We come out, we go on a win streak. So it's been good.
I love it. You're going on a win streak. That's an understatement. You guys are obviously nationally ranked in a team that I don't think anybody wants to see, and a team that I think is expecting to perform well to end the season and in the playoffs as well. I love it. Heather, when you hear TJ speak, the positivity, we're only 2-3 minutes in, but it's his positivity. What else is there about TJ that was the reason that you guys chose him to be a part of this list and chose him to represent not only your office, but Northwestern Mutual as a whole?
Yeah, you know, so as a firm, our values are growth, giving, and grit. And before we even met TJ, we heard from, you know, his coaches, we heard from people that he certainly embodied the growth value, that he's always looking to grow and get better personally, but he's also looking to lift up others around him and help them grow, which is exactly what you want to see out of a leader and an athlete. So that really appealed to us. And then when we started having conversations about this partnership with Alex's Lemonade Stand and raising money for childhood cancer research, got really excited about that. And to me, that's special. You know, student athletes have a lot going on. They have school, they have athletics, they have a million commitments. And for him to get really excited about also putting time and energy into giving back meant a lot to us. And then grit is our third value. And I got to tell you, like, we could see grit in TJ when we first met him, but he's had a season-ending injury. He's had three recent surgeries, all within the span of a month. And for him to have still such a positive attitude and want to lean into the work that he's doing with us, but also still lean into what Richmond is doing, I think is really special. And it just proves to us what we saw in him originally, that he is a leader and that he is someone that has incredible character.
It's really well said. TJ, I'll ask you personally here, kind of why is that? Where does the positivity come from? You're happy-go-lucky. And if you do want to address your injury that took place September 18th against an Elon team, please do that. But Heather mentioned your positivity just radiating. And when this opportunity was brought to you, how excited you were. Kind of talk about not necessarily your childhood, but maybe how you were raised and some of the things that you stand on and why this opportunity was a no-brainer for you.
Yeah, it's just honestly a blessing. Just to be at Richmond in the FCS program and getting something like this, like the opportunity to talk on a podcast or doing a tailgate at one of our big games. It's just honestly a blessing, and it makes the injury even better. Like, I know my season's over, but I still have stuff to look to with the team. Like, I'm still coming to the games. I still can see them practice. Like, it's just keeping a good mindset throughout this whole injury thing is probably the biggest thing I've learned to myself, is just keep going. Like, you can't stop just because it hurts. Even in rehab, it's just, you got to keep pushing it, keep going. And that's been a main thing throughout this whole month, honestly, just keeping a good mindset. And with the team winning, this has been helping a lot. So
TJ, I think for most kids your age in a situation like this, and I can speak to it personally, my sophomore year of college at Southern Illinois, I had to have spinal surgery and my season was ended. I can guarantee you this, if I was interviewed a week after, or if somebody even spoke to me a week after, I wouldn't sound the way you sound. I probably would be hiding in my room, and I was hiding in my room, and I didn't want to speak to anybody. So shouts to you. It speaks to who you are as a person. It speaks to why Heather and Northwestern Mutual of Virginia chose you to represent them. Having a chat here, Heather Zepeda, managing partner, Northwestern Mutual of Virginia, alongside EJ Baldwin, Richmond Spider, defensive lineman. We talked about you guys during the season. We talked about where things stand right now and a lot of our goals going into this, but I want to talk big picture things here. TJ, for you specifically, when you signed your national letter of intent to come play ball in college and you find yourself at Richmond, did you ever think that you'd have an opportunity? You kind of just touched on it, that you're blessed to have this opportunity because it doesn't really exist in the FCS. Now, you already talked about how this was a no-brainer and an opportunity you couldn't pass up. But did you think something like this would come about? Something where you're talking about hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars that Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation gives to pediatric cancer. Did you think when you were graduating from high school to college football that you could be a part of something this big?
I definitely thought it was possible, but just the realization when I got here that it just wasn't really the same as FBS, it kind of hit me. And then I get a little bit of playing time. I start doing a little, you know what I'm saying, just getting a little bump on the field. And then a blessing like this comes, it just speaks to how blessed everything is right now, and just everything that's going on in my life right now, even with the injury, you can look in the positives.
Heather, why is it important that you guys rub elbows and create partnerships with college athletes? What is it about college athletes that, and I've spoken to plenty of managing partners and plenty of directors of recruitings from all over the country, Northwestern Mutual branded, that talk about athletes being a priority for them. Can you kind of speak to why athletes are sought after for you guys and why it works so well?
Yeah, you know, if you look at the core of what we do, we are advisors that are out in the community helping people solve problems and capitalize on opportunities that they have within financial planning, right? And that takes leadership. It takes someone who's willing to listen and pay attention to what's going on with their client and really cares about leaving them in a much better place than where they found them. And we find that spirit with athletes. You know, athletes are natural leaders. They tend to be very involved in the community just through their own character and vision of what they want to be. And that really appeals to us. So if you look at all of our advisors across the country, there's a huge percentage of them that were college athletes, right? So it's a natural area for us to focus. Again, I think it's that grit and determination, the team player mentality, that is something that's all really attractive to us.
And it leads me to my next point, because your guys' internship program, I talked about the chats that I've had with MPs and the chats that I've had with people in recruiting departments for Northwestern Mutual. The internship program seems like it's your guys' baby. It is your bread and butter, and it is where you guys thrive. Kind of talk about that. I love pulling some of these stats. Northwestern Mutual is the only company to be recognized as a top 100 internship program for 24 straight years. When you look at the 50,000 plus since 1967, 98, I'm sure the answer's 100. You just can't legally put the 100. Come out saying that it helped steer their career and put them on a path for success. Talk about why the internship program is your guys' baby, and dig a little deeper into why athletes, it works so well. We talked about their heavy schedules. We talked about how they have to be here and here, and the learning the plays is very similar to work. I'll compare the two, but talk about your internship program. I know it is something that you guys hang your hat on.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's so special about our internship at Northwestern Mutual is that it truly is incredibly unique in the industry. You don't see anything else like it, right? So if you're going to intern generally in financial services, You're going to be fetching coffee. You're going to be making copies. You're going to be maybe watching people do things. But our internship is very much what I call an apprenticeship. You will certainly start to work with clients, engage with clients. But the apprenticeship piece comes in that you are teamed up with really successful, very credentialed financial advisors who are there to kind of guide you through this process of actually starting to build a practice that you can then come into after you graduate college. So it's really meant to be at least a year-long internship that you have with us, and then join us when you graduate full-time if it's something that comes naturally to you that you really enjoy. So it's a way for people to come in and test, you know, do I enjoy this? Is this something that I'm going to be good at? And if they do that, they really build this glide path that makes it so much easier to start in the business than if they started from scratch at graduation.
Yeah. And to speak to TJ, TJ is very young. Redshirt freshman obviously has a long journey ahead of him and all of this. So TJ, if you're ever looking around, one of the best internships in the country, right in your own very backyard as it stands right now. I love it. I love speaking about your guys' internship program. And I had a few athletes that played for South Dakota State's football team on the show a few weeks ago, kind of did a Where Are They Now? Honorary Captains of the Week edition, and both of them running their own practices in their hometowns or the region that they were born and raised in. So it's really cool. And they both interned and were honorary captains on our list and helped us raise money, awareness, were a part of the fight last year, and obviously won back-to-back national championships. So I got firsthand knowledge in your guys' internship program. And I know people take it from the internship program and take it full-time. And guys like TJ and others on this list have that opportunity as well. Having a chat here with Heather Zepeda, managing partner, Northwestern Mutual of Virginia. TJ Baldwin, the man with the plan in the trenches, with his hand in the dirt on the defensive line for the Richmond Spiders. TJ, we raise money by using Richmond Spiders fans who support you. You guys, just a tad behind the ball right now, but I did talk about it. One of the hottest teams in the FCS. And this is the part of the year where things really get going. If I could give you the floor to kind of call out Richmond Spiders fans who need to get going and need to donate to you and the office in Virginia, kind of what would you say to Spiders fans who are kind of slacking right now?
Honestly, just show up to these events. I mean, this event November 10th, I'm pretty excited for it. I'm probably going to try to shoot to be for one crutch instead of two at this event. So that's a goal, just to be on my feet, just around talking to people, showing everybody the positivity and just keep going like nothing stops. And that kind of transfers over to just the fans. Just keep coming out supporting. We're going to keep winning and hopefully get this money back up.
I just want to touch on something right there, TJ. You just made a joke about one crutch instead of the two. I'm telling you, I'm not doing that a month out of a season ending injury. I just wanted to bring it up because it further speaks to who you are and as I build the relationship and as the relationship that Heather has with you. I think for the FCS Nation audience and especially Richmond Spiders fans, got a special one here in TJ Baldwin. And you kind of just threw an alley-oop to Heather as well. You talked about that event on November 10th. Heather, I want to give you the floor to kind of speak to what's going on that event, how people can get involved.
Yeah, thank you. And first of all, I just want to say, I know TJ pretty well at this point, and I also know Richmond Spiders fans, so don't count us out. Pretty sure we're going to be at the top of the list very soon.
Love it.
But yeah, really excited about this event that we have. We actually have two coming up, but the first one is on November 10th. We're going to be at Hanover Vegetable Farm, which is in Ashland, Virginia. It's a really great location. And actually it's at 12 noon. They're going to have college football on. There's going to be plenty of food and drinks, and 10% of the proceeds for the entire day go to Alex's Lemonade Stand. So we're incredibly thankful to Hanover Vegetable Farm. By the way, the Richmond Times-Dispatch calls it the best place to spend a day with family, and the best day or the best festival site as well. So it's going to be a great time. We're going to have a whole bunch of Spiders fans out there. Our firm will be out there. TJ will be there. So really excited to do that. And then second, we have a tailgate at the football game between Richmond and William & Mary. It's on November 23rd. Really excited for this one. Fun fact, it will be the last time that these two rivals play together in conference. So we have personally currently at our firm a ton of Richmond and William & Mary alumni that are really excited to gear up and sort of compete in this competition together. We're going to see how many people show up from William & Mary and from Richmond, and how much they're able to donate towards this really important cause.
Just phenomenal stuff right there. You heard it, November 10th, November 23rd. You have the locations. You have the times. It is up to you, FCS Nation and Richmond Spiders fans, to make a difference on behalf of TJ and, of course, Heather, managing partner, Northwestern Mutual, Virginia. It was also something else that you touched on, TJ, a little bit ago. You talked about the vibes in the facility and how things are going right now. Is that kind of the makeup of this team? You guys are one of the best teams in the country right now. You're ranked top 25 nationally. And I said this earlier, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it to anybody's face if they want to approach it. But I think Richmond's a team you do not want to see in the postseason. What are some of the things that your coaches are preaching right now as you guys kind of are in that home stretch of the season?
I'm just getting back in meetings, so I feel completely back a part of the team now. Since I was in and out of surgery, I was staying at my house, and just being back in the facility and seeing just what goes on in meetings, in the unit meeting and the team meetings, we're just a unit, and that's something that is a blessing. And also, like, you have to have that to make it deep in the playoffs. Like, as a player myself, I know from last year I was traveling and my body was just, by the time the second playoff game, it's just like we still have more games, and it's just when you have a whole tight-knit group like we do at Richmond, it makes that way easier, and you can put your energy in many more things that need it than just keeping like the locker room clean, in which our locker room stays clean. It's never dirty, maybe a little bit after a game, but it's just like it's a great unit at Richmond.
TJ, you're impressing me more and more. You speak, you're a redshirt freshman, you talk about a clean locker room. It's ridiculous. It's for leadership council, it's for the seniors, it's for the strength conditioning and the training staff to come in and handle that, the equipment staff, but it appears like you take it upon yourself and you're making sure that your teammates are doing that. Heather, watching this Richmond Spiders team from a distance, do the athletes share a lot of the similarities and passion that TJ's putting on display right now? What's been one of the coolest things watching their games and watching this team rip off six in a row?
Yeah, I think what's been really cool is just that comeback nature, right? And the grit that they've shown, starting out with two losses, which is, by the way, we met TJ right after those two losses, and he told us, yeah, it's turning around. It's not going to be like that the rest of the season. And so to see the team like really respond to where they were versus, you know, a lot of teams and a lot of players could just continue to go down in a spiral and not quite get it together, blame each other, not come together as a unit, like TJ said. And they clearly didn't do that. They responded incredibly well. They came together, and now it looks like they're having fun.
They are having a lot of fun kicking people's butts. This team just refuses to lose right now, and Campbell on deck. I'm excited for that one. Close your ears, TJ. Counting that as a win. You guys are going to win that game. Of course, not something that you want to hear, your teammates want to discuss, or I know it's for a fact, not something that your coach is talking to you. You guys should breeze and dominate the teams on the schedule and get prepared for that William & Mary game at the end of the season that Heather hinted and gave us a nice little nugget on, something that I didn't know, something that we spoke offline about and surprised me. And I literally took note of it, and I want to ask my co-host his thoughts on that for next week's show. As we wrap things up here, TJ, I want to give you the floor one more time. And Heather, I want you to inform the audience on something else. TJ, it's time to donate. People need to. It's that time of the year. Where can they go to do that, to donate to the Zepeda Network office?
On my Instagram, there's a link to donate to my page, as well as Northwestern Mutual, and on my Twitter, on all of my socials. And I know on Northwestern Mutual site, there's links on there too.
And Heather, the floor is yours now. I want you to talk on the Lemon Top Challenge and also call Richmond Spiders fans out.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Lemon Top Challenge is something cool that Northwestern Mutual has done. They've over the years given $60 million plus to Alex's Lemonade Stand, and we want to give even more. And a really great way to dip into Northwestern Mutual pockets, in addition to donating yourself, is to do the Lemon Top Challenge. And all that requires is that you take a picture of yourself with a lemon on your head. Sounds a little silly, but all you got to do is do that, and it'll help us raise awareness around childhood cancer and Alex's Lemonade Stand. So post that photo on your social media sites with the lemon on top. You're going to tag Alex's Lemonade Stand. You're going to tag Northwestern Mutual. And then you're going to do a hashtag #OneRichmond. And this is a really great way for Spiders fans to show some pride and to support TJ as well.
That right there was Heather Zepeda, managing partner, Northwestern Mutual of Virginia. And alongside her the entire time was Mr. TJ Baldwin, who, TJ, I think you're my favorite interview of the year. I'm going to whisper that. And hopefully none of the other athletes listen to that. So well-spoken, so passionate about this, and coming off a season-ending injury. I cannot thank you guys enough for joining the show this week.
It's been a blessing. I was excited to be here. I had a great time on the show.
You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.